keep our friend from the network waiting.
No, we don't.
Well, I can. I'm going to keep him waiting.
No, you're going to be a good boy.
Now, WJFK's Don and Mike Show reaches out beyond Washington and Baltimore, stretches out beyond the Beltway, across the mountains and valleys, to broadcast from sea to shining sea. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And we're in competition with other networks, not with a bunch of punks broadcasting out of a closet.
Copyright 1996, Infinity Broadcasting, all rights reserved. A presentation of Westwood One Entertainment and a production of Washington, D.C. Superstation 106.7 WJFK.
Why don't you run outside and jerk yourself a soda?
Ain't they jerks? I listen to them on my way home from work. Don and Mike on WJFK. Ain't they jerks?
Don and Mike, watch their ratings go higher, because they got big face G.E. Smith fired. Now Don had to go and watch a polo chucker where he peed between two cars, because he's a bad mother. Buzz, Don, Mike, tell Sherry, even though we never met, I think that she should carry my baby, so be my lady. And they got Dennis Murphy, best voice in the land. When you see him, you say, where the hell's his other hand? Oh, Tommy Gavin. Tommy Gavin. Tommy Gavin, good speller. Swell fella. He entertains us. Then it's back on the short bus. Don and Mike are the hosts with the most. But they don't like that funny little man who is gross. And they hate annoying callers who hang on like a leech. Like a zit up on your back that you just can't reach. And they don't like Drunk Dave or a certain old Zero. That no talent dust farting Leonard Shapiro. Now say excuse me, Sherry, for that stink you created. You and Mark Schlereth have got to be related. So tune in the big old battle show with Mike and Donnie. Like me madre used to say, they got cojones mas grande.
Previously on the Don and Mike Show.
You know, you talked about Dick Van Dyke, and Don and I have had a running debate on this show for a long time about who's funnier, which Van Dyke is funnier. And so I have to ask you if you've ever had a chance to run across Jerry Van Dyke.
Jerry Van Dyke is one of the best comedians I have ever known.
I agree.
Wow.
I agree. I think he's fantastic.
Let's pin him down.
He's not a real good actor, but he's...
Andy Griffith, who do you think is funnier,
Dick Van Dyke or Jerry?
Dick.
Okay, he's close. It's Andy of Mayberry, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Andy of Mayberry.
I think Dick is funnier.
You think Dick is funnier?
Yes. Dick Van Dyke is funny because he can't help it.
Right. It's kind of an accident.
Both those boys are good.
Both those boys are good. All right. That's the perfect answer.
I'll hold on to that one.
The Don and Mike Show.
The perfect man would have Bill Gates' money, Jimmy Smith's ass, Liam Neeson's shoulders, Michael Jordan's thighs.
And we need a brain.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you're right. Then he'd think like a man. See, Sam, there's just no dealing with the opposite sex.
Yes. Yes, the opposite sex. I didn't do anything wrong. It's men. They're a completely opposite sex. They hunt, we gather. They sweat, we glow. They shake, we wipe. You, your sexual organs are in total diametric opposition to mine.
Well, hey, so can I give you a call sometime? Or?
Oh, yeah, I'll be waiting by the phone.
Have we poisoned her?
No. Now she's a buxom, leggy, pouty-lipped bitch with attitude. I think she'll do just fine.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire.
I don't shower much. I probably shower, what, three times or four times a week.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I just hate walking, keep walking. I look at these guys. Genitals, it gets me sick. I was looking at the guy's rectum, or else you see things that happen, you know, it makes me sick, so I don't put myself in a position to look at that.
Toss my salad.
So, toss my salad.
Toss my salad, that's it, we're straight.
Hi, can I speak to Larry King, please?
Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent. Rob Williamson?
Are you friends?
Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on this show. Hello, Larry.
Yeah.
I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch?
I don't like him.
I heard some news today that I found rather fascinating. I understand that the Vicks people have come up with a new toiletry product. They're pretty excited about it. I haven't heard much about it. What is it?
It's called Dismiss.
Dismiss?
Yes.
Huh? What is that?
It's a feminine hygiene product.
Holy crap. You're putting me on.
No, Dismiss. It'll be advertised on our show.
How about Vegigo?
It's not a bad name for it. Along with another line.
How about away?
Someone else has that. Sterling Drug.
How about off?
Possibly.
Yes, I like that.
I like Formula 44, NyQuil, Sinex, Victor's, and Lavorse, all the other fine products, along with Dismiss.
That would be a bummer. Is that going to be a live commercial?
I was wondering if you'd like to demonstrate.
I certainly would. The strawberries and lemons, I hear. You pass a fruit stand, you get horny now. Good sales.
Anyway, welcome back again, Vic.
Right. I'm so embarrassed to do this.
Dismiss.
So embarrassed.
This is Brian. He's here for the assistant's job.
Hey now.
Oh, hey now.
Really big fan, Mr. Kingsley.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've been a big fan ever since you hosted Double Danger.
Hmm?
Remember? Everybody put on their protective goggles. Let's all play Double Danger.
Wow, you really are a big fan,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Show me your resume.
Oh, no, you don't have to. Wow, personal assistant to Barbara Streisand.
Well, actually, I was the personal assistant to her personal assistant.
And, you left that job because?
Well, I really can't say because I signed a confidentiality agreement.
She made him clean the hair out of her tub.
Paula, the woman wears a lot of hats.
Well, you're not going to have that problem with me. Where are you from?
Originally British Columbia.
Oh, our nation's capital.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
This is Liza Minnelli. Don and Mike, how can I say this, are a gay.
Don and Mike are a gay.
This is Big John Studd, and I never listened to Don and Mike. Put Don and Mike. Don and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listened to Donna and Mike. I gotta hold this up. That's okay. I do this a lot. I do a lot of these, and it takes me a while. This is Big John Studd, and I never listened to Don and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listened to Donna and Mike. I want to say Donna and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listened to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listened to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK. This is Big John Studd, and I never listened to Don and Mike. You're going to edit this out, right? Okay. This is Big John Studd, and I never listened to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listened to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK Radio.
He blows all right. He blows big time.
You are the best thing on the radio!
Hold on a second. Supposed to be some Art Baker there. Now, the Bart Simpson's already recued.
He blows all right. He blows big time.
All right, hold on. Could have a problem in the main bridge. Could be a problem. Here comes our chief engineer, Bones Broyhill.
Don, I'm an intern, not a doctor, damn it.
For God's sakes, Don, I can't fix it.
Can you fix it? Hold on.
And Mike, my brother.
Got it. He got it. He saw him. Here's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
The following program contains adult language and scenes with partial nudity. Your discretion is advised.
If we get Buzz a microphone, things will be all set. Ready to start a big national show.
Right. Live!
from the Checkers Room, inside the French Fry Center, in scenic...
Are those hot dogs, Mike?
Beautiful. Can you believe that after all that? Anyway, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia, it's the Don and Mike Show. Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, C.L. Broyhill.
See?
Along with Bobo Spiewak and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with a love of good food.
Hello, Checkers.
Oh. Today, we celebrate Cinco de Mayo a few days late with our Viva la Mexico Freak Show live in the parking lot this afternoon. Six quality acts, including a donkey and Carl Grossman boxing multiple women. Well, he's not really going to box, he's going to shadow box.
That's the problem we're having, the standards and practices. We'll work it out for your entertainment value, though.
All for a free trip to Cancun from Corona. Remember, the audience response decides our winner, so come on down and watch the freak show. Plus, undies of the rich and famous with all new celebrity phone numbers, an all new edition of Dear Dottie. More fun with Kathy Lee and Honduran Sweatshops, postponed from last week. We review all the new movies we haven't seen yet. Still no one to join Jimmy the Greek and Irma the Bombeck. The ghastly ghoul pool lines remain open at 703-691-1067. Be the first to correctly predict the next celebrity of the proper magnitude to be filled with straw and win a cool $500.
So they had to do to help us, you know. Had to fill it with straw.
Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
Yeah, I'm ready to lay it on me, Big Daddy.
Today, it's Mad Cow! Mad Cow disease, Don!
Oh, no, you sound like Anton Fig.
Anton Fig! Mad Cow disease! If I get it, I won't listen to the Beatles! But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks, and without further ado, let the big old, bad old cartoon begin!
So here he is with his big jukebox. The number one man of all the jocks.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we need.
Turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Don and Mike, kick ass, beware.
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50. You know his taste.
It's so bloody nifty.
So let's start to swing. Swing. And let's start to sway.
Sway.
Here comes the guy with the record to play.
Don Geronimo and Michael
Mara. How do I know we're doing a show outside today? It's pouring rain.
Yeah, and it's cold.
That's how I do. Yes, and it's cold. Hello, and cello, C-H-E-L-L-O, cello. Thank you for listening coast to coast, nationwide, via Westwood One Entertainment. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara. This is our wacky radio program. Thank you and welcome to it. Have something kind of special here at the beginning part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will talk about the freak show, which is lying straight ahead.
Yeah, the freaks are gathering all around the station.
As you mentioned, six quality acts, including right. Carl Grossman, who will be in some form boxing, tell you about the problems we're having, the standards and practices about that.
Yeah.
Also have to take on Sacramento guy who writes something about us, something that's not about us in the Sacramento newspaper today.
Mm-hmm.
The Bee. Also, yes, the Sacramento Bee.
Mm-hmm.
Something about our ratings, or the road. I don't know. We get into it.
Okay.
That's just something to get to. Also, we do have a guy who's trying to say he should be the winner of the ghoul pool.
Uh-oh.
And he's got some evidence that he would like to show here in this court, and we will allow that evidence. I'm sure we'll turn him down, but we'll allow the evidence a little later.
We won't just turn it down. We'll shoot it down.
But first, I would like to welcome someone back to the program.
This really? Is special. This is a very special moment.
Now, you know pretty much my motto. If you've been on the show and you leave for greener pastures, I say good luck,
yeah.
But at the same time I say, see you in the rearview mirror.
Right. See you, wouldn't want to be you.
Sure. Right. My way or the highway. Yeah.
Good luck in your future endeavors, but don't ever come back.
Right. And I believe one guy who we really said that to a lot, mm-hmm. who I really said that to a lot,
yes,
yeah. was Rudy Martsky.
Yes.
And it was just 1 week ago that Rudy called up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And Rudy was on the show, and he proudly told us that in his new endeavor,
Well, hold on. Here he is. All right. New endeavor.
He's here.
Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
Now, you'll remember about 7-8 months ago, Rudy got offered this other job, and I said, mistake. You won't get the freedom you get on this program. You won't get the notoriety you get on this program.
Yeah.
We love you on this program. You're like our family. You don't leave your family.
Yeah, Rudy was family, absolutely.
But still he left. But somehow, amazingly, I maintained kind of a contact with him. We all did.
We all did, and occasionally he was on the show, and we constantly reminisced about Rudy because there's certain people that come on this show, and
Rudy belongs on this show.
They fit on this show. It's a perfect mix.
You know what I mean? I mean, Rudy, you know how I feel about you personally, and you know that I was hurt personally because, for God's sakes, you know, my last good memory with you was when you were nice enough to open up your house, you and the mouse and Sal and his wife and me and Frida sitting around eating pizza, watching 5,000 different games at once. Sal taking off his shoes right by the pizza.
Didn't he put his feet up right next to the pizza box?
Yeah, and don't even make me get it all the times that Mike took you golfing.
Yeah, Rudy, and those special moments that, that one time that comes to mind when you were 10 feet off the first tee and relieving yourself.
I claim it was 15 or 20.
Yeah, 15 or 20, but it's moments like that you just can't you can't duplicate.
Well, so I said,
you know, what's really struck home here now, it's sad that Don says, you belong in this show, Rudy. I mean, you know, life has come to it. And yes, I'm back.
Yeah, and you got to face the reality that this is the program you belong on. And I won't even ask you now, although, you know what? No, there's a part of me that wants to know.
Yeah.
I know the answer to this already. How do you go from 60 stations to coming back to being on our show? And I know that answer, and I'll tell the answer. Don't bother answering. Here's the answer.
Yeah.
You want to know why Rudy's show was on 60 stations, his short live show?
Yes, please.
Because they gave it away. Because they gave it away and they didn't have any advertisers.
You said that.
Well,
didn't you
give it away.
You didn't give it away.
All right. The company that you are working for, they had a show and they said, listen, any station that wants this show, you can pick it up. Now, many of you out there think, and wrongly so, think that that's how we operate this show.
No.
This network show.
Wrong. Not correct.
We do not charge stations a fee for running our program.
Right.
However, we make them give us a certain amount of time every hour.
Yes, it is called the barter system.
Which our sales staff sells to national sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go to commercial, the first 2 or 3 minutes are network commercials.
Right.
Okay, which are heard all over the country on our small but growing army of stations.
That's correct.
Rudy was able... Hold on, please. Let me finish answering the question that I asked you a moment ago.
He's pretty pumped up right now, Rudy. I'd let him go for a little bit.
Listen, remember, this is just kind of the payback for, you know, when I told you shouldn't leave and everything. Because, you know, I'm past that. But, you know, there's a part of me that just got to say...
Boo-boo.
Told you. So you got 60 stations, but you got no advertisers. So push comes to shove. I don't even know the circumstances. All I know is it's Saturday. I get a call. It's Rudy. And I don't duck the call. Because I like Rudy. And every time Rudy's called me, I talk to him. And I call Rudy and I talk to him. And I pick him up and go, hey, pal, how you doing? And he says, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, yeah. Listen. He says, listen, you know, I kind of miss being on this show.
Sure.
And, you know, maybe we could work something out.
Wow.
And you know, it was at that point that then I got the decision to make. Then either you go, listen, hey, I told you something. Screw you, pal. You know, die. Or you say, you know, Rudy,
please come back.
Yeah, which is pretty...
Welcome back, Rudy.
Pretty much what happened.
To make a long story short, Rudy is back on the program, and I think that's great.
And not only will Rudy be heard once a week in his traditional Friday anchor spot, he'll also be heard now on Mondays on the program.
Wonderful.
Great. We will get Rudy's expertise twice a week. I have thrown out the invitation. Whenever Rudy is in the area, he is welcome to come by the station.
Rudy's standard contract remains that Rudy will be able to give us his report from whatever watering hole in the United States he happens to be in, perhaps in his car with the cell phone breaking up. Wherever you are, Rudy, you will be giving us your insight into the world of TV sports and sports in general.
Well, thank you very much, guys. And Mike, I appreciate all the golf invitations I've gotten from you in the time I was gone.
Well, now, Rudy...
In fact, I'm even offering you one right now. We've got the USA Today Rudy tournament next Friday.
Next Friday?
God. Next Friday in the morning, for if Mike's around. He's in it. In fact, it's right near where he lives now, I think, at Virginia Oaks.
That's terrific. I'll be there, Rudy, I promise.
Okay.
Same Rudy.
That's great.
Listen, not only, listen, I am excited, of course, because Rudy always has given us insight into the world of TV sports.
Yes, he has.
Which is the main reason that that we liked Rudy in the beginning, but Rudy has become more than that on the show. Rudy has...
started out with Rudy giving us the insight into TV sports.
Well, I'll tell you what, here's what I have to admit to you. I didn't realize, one, how much I missed the show, but two, how much people appreciated, you know, the show or liked my segments or told me how much they missed it, and all this weighed together along with, hey, the inner show collapsing.
Yeah, well, oh, you know, wow. Listen, and that's Rudy right there. That's all I wanted to hear. This is all about water under the bridge. You know what, Charlie? Don't even get out those tapes. You know what? We were going to get the tapes. We have them archived. I said, right? Listen, get the tapes where I'm screaming at Rudy and telling him he's making a mistake. No need.
All is forgiven.
No need. He's back in the fold.
Yeah.
Rudy Martsky, twice a week on the program. When his rigorous schedule will allow such, and
his rigorous schedule as he globe trots from highfalutin party to the next.
I just came back from Myrtle Beach where Lawrence Taylor and I were nightlife, and then
God,
that's my Rudy.
Oh no,
that's my Rudy. Now listen, you don't know how many times I have read stuff here in USA Today. Of course, I still read your column every day.
Yeah.
You know, it killed me. So many things I wanted to ask Rudy during his hiatus from the program. Mm-hmm. Like, are you aware, was it when NBC got the Olympics that they flew you up there?
No. It was the baseball. I flew up myself. It was when they were going to drop from baseball, ABC and NBC.
Right. Listen, all I know is that these presidents of networks, they call Rudy and they say, you better come up to New York because we got something doing up here.
Something really special.
So Rudy's got the ear of all of these guys who are the network executives for television sports. And I've got to be honest, every day I would read his column and I'd say, you know what? Crap, it's too bad we don't have him on the show because I'd love to ask him about, for instance, when we get to a report. And this doesn't count as your report, Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy, okay. This doesn't count.
Gee, okay.
So you still owe us one for yesterday, and then we'll get one on Friday.
Okay.
And Rudy, of course, as I mentioned, year-round and especially during football season.
Oh, absolutely.
And I want to ask you about this Michael Irvin situation. There's lots of things that we don't know.
I want to ask you about a general question that I've been wondering about for quite some time, and that is what I see as perhaps some major problems with the Olympics coming up in Atlanta, because the city's going to have trouble accommodating all the people.
Also want to talk to him about Dennis Rodman.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want to ask you about those talking picture frames. I think perhaps now is the time
that we invest in.
Now is the time that Rudy's going to make the investment in the show. Now is the time that we...